Listening post-test. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. You will listen to one conversation and one lecture. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 6. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hello, Dr. Trent.
Hi, Sandy. Come on in. Is there something you wanted to talk about with me?
Yes, it's about the project in music class.
I thought I explained it pretty well in class, but what's your question?
I'm just not sure what you want me to do for the project.
I think I explained it clearly in class. You were in class, weren't you?
Yes, I certainly was.
Well, then why don't you tell me what you heard about the project?
Okay. I know you said that we should choose a composer.
Yes, that's right.
Well, does it have to be a composer that we've talked about in class, or can it be a different composer?
I think the project's a bit easier if you choose one of the composers from class, but you really can choose any composer for the project.
Okay.
So, do you have a composer in mind?
Yes, I do.
And is it one of the composers from class?
No, it's not.
That's okay. Now, what are you supposed to do for the rest of the project after you've chosen a composer?
The next step is to research the composer. I haven't started the research yet, but that doesn't sound too bad to me.
And what are you supposed to learn about the composer?
I know we were supposed to learn about the composer's style, his style of writing music.
Yes, exactly.
But are we also supposed to learn about him? I mean, about his life?
Some background about his life would be helpful. But really, the focus is on the composer's style of writing. Is that clear?
Yes, it is.
And now for the final part of the project. What are you supposed to do for the final part of the project?
That's the hard part, if I understood you correctly in class.
Well, it's the most interesting and challenging part, I think.
We're supposed to write a short piece of music in the style of this composer.
Yes, that's right.
That's a lot harder than doing some research. When you do research, you just have to find things. But in this part of the project, I have to create something on my own. I'm not sure I can do that.
I'm sure you can. Keep in mind that it's just a very short piece, but it does have to be in the style of the composer you've chosen.
That's what I thought you said in class, but it sounds so hard.
It's a challenge, maybe, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it once you get into it.